Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It's hour number two. We're live here at the number one Cochran Chevrolet in Cranberry. Again, to make this simple for you, if you're coming up 79 north, just get off of the Evan City exit. If you're going to play Old Stonewall, which is a great golf course, one of the best public golf courses you'll find. That's, you know what I'm talking about. So you go up off the exit, simple, make a left at the light, make another left at the next light, and it's on your left. Left, left, left. That gets you the right decision to come to number one Cochran. And they have their final days of the Spring for a New Car event going on right now. So double down. Don't miss your last chance to get Chevy buying offers plus an extra $1,000 over KBB. Number one Cochran Chevrolet. It's the old Kenny Ross Chevrolet North. Lots to get into. We've already started a conversation about the Penguins, about the Pirates, about some of the Steeler rule changes in the NFL. Real quick, I want to point out this now, just because some interesting notes last night. Michigan State beat LSU, as I said. The real surprise was Auburn. Bruce Pearl, that's not a surprise. He can coach. They beat UNC, so North Carolina is out. Auburn made 17 threes, but more importantly for them, Ohuma Okiki, who I think is an NBA type of player, 20 points, 11 rebounds, but he hurt himself. Not unlike what you saw from Deshaun Butler back in Virginia. Remember that knee injury? Well, it was pretty gruesome. I don't know. They haven't announced his availabilities moving forward, but you would think he's not going to play tomorrow. But that's a big loss as Auburn will now take on Kentucky in an SEC rematch. Duke was at the mercy of another opponent's last shot. They got off the hook with Central Florida. They did again last night with Virginia Tech. And then Kentucky gets on seventh time for John Calipari to the Elite Eight. 412-928-9370. We've got a lot going on here. Let's get right to the lines, beginning with Dennis in Hampton Township. What's up, Dennis? How are you?
You know, it's funny you mentioned the term double down, because that's what I was going to say. I think the Pirates are doing that. It's almost as though they're telling the fans, listen, no one's going to tell us what to do with our payroll. And, if, you know, to prove it, we're going to even give less. We're going to do less. And I think it's to their own detriment. You know, the Goldsmith signing to me was a no-brainer. I thought they should have done it. But that's water under the dam. The one I don't understand is, you know, if they're going to be a pitching team and try to win 1-0 and create wins that way, why would they not bring in this Greinke and see what happens? And if the worst that could happen is they have a great trade bait at the trade deadline for a team that's looking for someone like him. What is their plan? Are they going to build a team through pitching? What is their plan? I just don't get it, you know?
Yeah, well, Dennis, let me answer that. First of all, their plan is to go with youth, clearly. First of all, Zanke, I wouldn't do that for a lot of reasons. Number one was the price tag attached to him. I thought it was way up. Plus, they have pitching. Pitching is not what they need more of. You can argue their top four pitchers, at least, if they all stay healthy and are productive. And Tyone, what we see today with Trevor Williams, Chris Archer certainly, and Joe Musgrove, who was part of that trade for Gerrit Cole. If they do what they're supposed to do, they should be in most games. Their bullpen's good enough. The problem is they don't have enough offense to support it, and I think in time that will wear on this pitching staff. They could have changed that. They could have done something about it. They chose not to. And if you read Kevin Gorman's column in the Trib, it's a good one to read. He says the Pirates really have nothing left to say on the narrative except win. That's been their mantra all along. So let's see what you can do with what you have. And given their payroll, given where they are, I like young talent. They're going to have to pay for it eventually, and I would suspect that Tyone gets a new deal or something. But they got to add to it. I've always maintained you got to add to it. You can't just sit still and have what you have and then watch everyone around you get better in what is a tough division and expect to have different results. So from that point, I agree with you. But
speaking of pitching, what about Cincinnati's bullpen? Oh, my God. I mean, they invested in a team, but their bullpen is just ridiculous.
I think overall their pitching has issues, but we'll see. I mean, they brought in some hitting. They're trying to get better. Thanks, Dennis. I appreciate the call, and I hear your situation there. That's, a lot of people feel the same way, but the Pirates control their own narrative right now. You can, whatever you want to say, say. If they deliver results, that's the only thing that changes things. Scott joins us in the car right here at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Bob. Always enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
My you know, I've been beating his drum for a while, and you have had as well. The Adam Jones drum. He signed for $3 million with Arizona. And a perfect example, opening day, Marte's out. Polanco's still out. Chisinau gets hurt. And you're starting Chuck and Melky Cabrera in the outfield. And could Adam Jones had a homer, a single, two for four, $3 million. You have an established major league player added to your team. It can't just be about money. It can't just be about, and I mean, as far as why they wouldn't look at him, it can't be just about keeping the payroll down. I'm beginning to think it's also inept management, inept talent evaluation, as well as not wanting to spend money. And that's a bad combination. And the division they're in, I have really low expectations this year because the Reds have a great lineup. The Cubs and Cardinals and Brewers are so far ahead of them. They're not going to see them after a while.
Yeah, Scott, I hear that. And here's what I hear. You say Adam Jones. I've been saying that name for a while now, and I knew it would be cheap. Freddie Galvis was cheap. Here's another guy. You want a fifth starter? Gio Gonzalez, $3 million. Come on. That has nothing to do with money. Why wouldn't you go out? And Adam Jones, I don't care what his age is. I don't care if he was coming off a down season. What do you think Melky Cabrera's come off? You know, they made a play to get him. Why not Adam Jones? And I've said that all along. Given the price, there were bargains available. They chose to ignore most of those as well.
That's
all right, Matt. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. I got to move along, but I like what you say. And I again, the onus is on the Pirates. I want to see them do well because I think baseball is, you know, the fan base is starving, and you saw the reaction in 2015 when it happened, and you want to see more of that. But to claim that your goal is still to win a championship, knowing that what you have to me is clearly not enough, and I'm not the only one who says that. There are a lot of people who do. I want to see them do well. I think they have some good young pitching. They need to add to it and support it because in time, that young pitching could be victimized by either lack of defense or lack of hitting, and it wears on you. Let's go to Mike in the car. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Or should I say good afternoon? Sorry about that. Hey, I got two.
Well, I said tonight, so we covered every part of the day, so go ahead.
I have two questions when it comes to the Steelers. First one is, would you mind rating, in your opinion, the free agents they signed? Who do you think is going to have the most productive and the least productive in 2019?
Thank you, Mike. I will do that. I think the most productive guy will be Steven Nelson. I like him as a starter. I think he will give them an immediate upgrade at corner. They needed to do it. He was thrown into a starting situation last year, third-round pick out of Kansas City, developed each and every year. He was the most targeted guy, and he responded with 15 passes defense as well as four interceptions. I think he'll give Joe Hayden a nice compliment. It'll take some pressure off those other guys to jump up, even though they all do. Second, I think you're going to see Moncrief. Now, Barron's good, too. I like Barron. I like Barron's talent. Whether or not I see it turn into something that can help the Steelers right now, I think it's a better signing than John Bostic. But I think Moncrief is just a veteran receiver who can go in there and help and give Ben Roethlisberger another target. So I thought all of them were needed. I thought all of them, were good ones, given what they spent for them. But Nelson, to me, will be the one that I'd hope for has the best results. 412-928-9370. John, do we have time for one more before the break? Okay, we'll do one more. And let's go to Greg in Youngstown, who joins us at the bottom of the board. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, good. You know what? If this team's going to have no offense, just move Colin Moran to first and throw Bell in right field. Bell's never going to be a first baseman. I would just say, hey, you know what, Bell, you're not playing first now. We need Colin Moran back the lineup. I mean, this outfield's horrible. I mean, this right field is horrible. I tell Bell, you're an athlete. You can play right. I don't know what's wrong with this team. They just won't make those moves.
Well, I mean, they're going to have to find out at some point. If Colin Moran is not good defensively at third, has no range, I should say, more than anything. I think Gung would be an upgrade there. But again, Greg, they're coming down. Thank you for the call. I think they're expecting – there are too many what-ifs. That's the way I like to look at it. Gung is still a what-if to me. Shortstop is a what-if. Can Frazier play every day is a what-if. Is their bench good enough to deal with what they're going to have to deal with? Those are all issues that, to me, go into a season in which you have a very competitive division, very difficult to do. Steve and Keith, hang on. I want to tell you our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Allegheny Health Network, health for all. We're driven by number one Cochran. Go one better. Hey, we have Pirate pregame coming up at 12:45, so get as many calls in as you can right now. We're live in Cranberry, new number one Cochran Chevrolet. Let us know what you think right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.